Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When it talks about for true and righteous are his judgments, only God's judgments are true and righteous. Even us, don't raise your hand. You ever made, can I use that word, judgment calls or decisions that have been wrong? And boy, I messed up on that one, you know. And often, you know, I pick on Freddie. I love Freddie and Karen. They're dear friends. But I promise you, even though Freddie thinks he's perfect, okay, Freddie's made some bad decisions. The best decision Freddie ever made was accepting Christ, and the second was marrying Karen. Best thing he's ever done in his life. But we make some bad decisions, bad judgments. But God, he says, true and righteous are his judgments. I have that word judgment underlined in my Bible twice. I'll never forget. We think of God as a God of love and of mercy and of grace. He is all of that. But God also is a God of judgment. You cannot sin and get by with it. I'll never forget, and I want to move. Every time I think of God's judgment, quite a few years ago, had the privilege of sitting in a Sunday school class taught by President Jimmy Carter. Most of you know that he teaches, when he's able, he would teach Sunday school class there in Plains, Georgia, and most of you know I have a little farm up there, and long story short, we were invited to go to sit in his Sunday school class, and it had to be on a Sunday morning. I never miss a Sunday morning hardly, unless I'm sick or... This dear lady's been coming for 3 weeks. She said, I ain't joining till I hear you preach, and I ain't preaching today either, you know. So anyway, so next Sunday I'll be preaching. I rarely miss. And I was up there, and we got talking, and we were invited to come to sit at the church there in Plains. And we got there a little late because we lived out in the woods and have a wife and 4, 5, 6 kids. You know how it is. Everybody had to get ready. And we got to, how many of y'all ever been to that church there in Plains? Anybody? You've been there? Have you heard the Sunday school lesson and all? Okay. We get there and there's buses. All different kinds of Methodist, Presbyterian, and it's a small church. It's half the size of this church. It's not a big church. Half the size of this church. But yet, when he teaches, everybody comes to hear President Jimmy Carter, and rightfully so. He would come and they invite us to come. And so we got there late, and they had a Secret Service checking. Yeah, you know, with these wands, they checked the purses and make sure nobody was carrying guns and all. And we was in the back line. And finally, the lady who invited us, who was heading us up, she saw us. She said, Pastor, I'm so glad you're here. We've been waiting on you. And the church was packed. It was packed. There were people standing up everywhere in the aisles because it was, like I say, about half the size of this church. And they had a front row that was reserved. I'll never forget this. And it said, the Laniers. And everybody, they thought we were really important folk. The lady walked us down the middle of the aisle, immediately tracing the kids, and they were all looking at us like, who are these people? Because the pew was reserved. And you have to pardon me, but I kind of poked my chest out a little bit. Not that dramatic, but it was pretty awesome. Boy, this is really nice. Anyway. We sat right there, and President Jimmy Carter brought a little podium, and he wasn't in the pulpit. He came right down, and you know how they would bring a little podium down there, and he would teach. And I never forget what he said. He talked about how he welcomed everybody, and he even told them. He said, I know y'all are from different backgrounds, and y'all come to hear me speak. And he gave a wonderful, wonderful gospel message, a plan of salvation, about the only way to heaven through Jesus Christ. He told them how they could be saved and beginning of his Sunday school lesson. And he says, I make no apologies for that. I know you come from different backgrounds. He gave him a wonderful, and I said, amen. I'm like, amen, amen. I know President Carter and Notler were buddies, and I'm on his hotline, but he hunts. He used to hunt on my property. He would dove hunt, and I can't say any more because this is going live, but he would come out there and dove hunt, and the Secret Service would sit on the porch while he's out there dove hunting. And I told Latrice, one day I'm going to put a sign over the toilet that said, Jimmy Carter sit here. She won't let me do that. But anyway, he's bringing a wonderful plan of salvation. Then he said, today's lesson is in the book of 1 Chronicles. He said, I know y'all, we talk about love, God's love and grace and mercy, and I believe it. And President Carter said, God is also a God of judgment. And he went through a chapter in the book of First Chronicles about the judgment of God. Hey, it was wonderful. Man, he was so good. And I don't like his politics. I'm not going to be political. Don't like his politics. But as a boy, he had that salvation down right, and his Sunday school lesson was right on, right down the line with it. And I'm saying, amen, amen, amen. Anyway, I said, all I say this, God is a God of judgment. And we see that his judgments are righteous, true. For he hath judged the great whore, which to corrupt the earth with her fornication. I want you to notice that it talks about in verse number 3 that her smoke rose up forever and ever. Flip back with me to Revelation 18:8. Revelation 18:8. Again, it's speaking about Babylon. And it says, therefore shall her plagues come up in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. So we see literally fire, like the same way Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, Babylon will literally be destroyed with fire. Matter of fact, later it's going to talk about even in 1 hour. And here in verse number 3, it says that her smoke rose up forever and ever. Now, it's interesting to think that while this is taking place in heaven, all these hallelujahs, that Babylon is sitting in a bunch of cinders and ashes. It's been completely destroyed. And the people that are in it, were in it, have been destroyed. Remember last week we talked about where God, the angel said, come out ye here people from Babylon, because Babylon is fixing to be destroyed. Well, those who didn't leave Babylon stayed. Knowing where they destroyed, the city was destroyed so much that the Bible says that the smoke rose up, in verse number 3, forever. What does that mean? I thought that, how can it rise up forever? That's a great question. Well, I get the picture of this. Now, not many commentators will mention on this. Again, you know what a commentator is? They're just commentators, and they just write what they think about it. I've read a lot of different thoughts about this verse. This thing about rising the smoke up forever, could it be? Could it be? Again, I take up things very literally, that as this, the ashes and the smoke and the embers that have come from Babylon, as they rise up into the atmosphere, they somehow get into outer, they just keep going and going and going, and they're in outer space forever and ever. Preacher, you're crazy, I know, but let me just interpret the way I like to see it. I just see it going up in the atmosphere, and it's out there forever. Out there in outer space somewhere, that the smoke and those embers that rose up forever and ever, the Lord revenges. I want you to turn back with me to Revelation 6:10. Again, the thought is when these hallelujahs that the Lord revenges. Revelation 6:10, we read these words. These saints are being martyred during the tribulation period. This is the time frame here. The seals are being opened. And these saints, when the fifth seal has been opened, they are slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. In verse number 10, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Again, back in the tribulation period at the beginning, how long will it be till you judge? And he said, just wait a little while. Well, this is taking place here, and it took place at Babylon. The world has been judged. A battle of Armageddon is fixing to take place. But that hallelujah is the reason that the Lord, he revenges. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Romans 12:19. Let me throw this in here real quick. It wasn't in my notes. But a lot of times, should I say most of the time, when something is done to us, someone says something, hurts our feelings, or whatever it may be, sometimes I'm going to get back at them. Am I talking to the right people? Or are y'all real spiritual and I'm going to get him when I get my chance? Well, we have to remember that the Lord says, I'll repay. Let him be the great judge, and just we stay focused on him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.